Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Every time I hear this gospel, I smile because my mom hears this gospel and said, "It's obvious a man wrote this." Right? About a month ago, I received a phone call from my best priest friend in the Diocese of Orange, Father Daniel Reeder. He's the pastor of St. Angela Merici Parish in Berea. And you know, when you know somebody so well, you can tell what mood they are in by the sound of the voice, could you not? And as soon as I heard him, I knew that there was something wrong. And he informed me that his sister had just called him and told him that their brother Jim was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and that the doctor only gave him about a month to live. And his family is in Kentucky. He's from Kentucky, originally born and raised. So he was able to fly out there. And as soon as he got there, his brother died 2 days later. So he was very grateful that he was able to be there for his family. But I told him, I said, "Please let me know when the funeral is going to be, because I would love to be there for you and for your family, as he's always been there for me and my family." So they chose cremation, and for those of you who have had family members cremated, it does take longer to schedule a funeral. So finally, this past Tuesday, when I was with my mom and dad, I got a text that the funeral was going to be this past Friday in Louisville, Kentucky. And I know I preach to you guys all the time that when you're with your family, you need to pay attention. But as soon as I found out about the funeral, I pulled out my phone and did everything I tell you guys never to do, right? And my mom and dad, of course, was like, "Okay, go book a flight." So this past Thursday morning, I flew to Louisville to be with him and his family. And I got there about 6 p.m. and I had dinner with them. And Friday morning, I woke up saying, "I need to make sure everything goes smooth today at this church. I wanted the funeral to be a beautiful day for him and his family." So I got there about 45 minutes before the funeral. As I walked in, I was greeted by a wonderful deacon and a wonderful parish volunteer, and they greeted me with that wonderful Southern hospitality, and I told them, "I'm here to make sure everything goes right." And the deacon looked at me and says, "Father, you don't need to do anything." And I kind of looked at him, and he said, "Your job today is to not worry about the details. Your job is just to be a friend to your brother priest." And I needed that reminder, because it's very easy for all of us to get caught up in the work, is it not? We host parties, we're at work, and we want to make sure everything goes right. And oftentimes we forget what is the most important thing, which is to be fully attentive to one another. And that's what this gospel is about. It's a beautiful reminder to all of us that yes, work is important. Yes, getting things done is important. But the most important thing that we can do every day for each other is to be present to one another. So Martha and Mary are both wonderful examples to us about what it is to be a disciple. So there are times that we're going to be busy doing the work, but our work cannot replace the value of the human being in front of us. And that's what Jesus is reminding us of today, to live in the present moment. And to not let the distractions of today ruin the joy of the present moment. We just celebrated the 4th of July. And now everybody on the 4th of July, they bring out their smartphones and they video record the fireworks. Do any of you actually go back and watch those? Right? I mean, come on. Who's going to like watch that in a month from now? But we're all guilty of it. So what can we learn from today? First of all, Jesus is telling us, give each other our undivided attention. Our phones are a distraction. We could be watching sports, whatever it is. Maybe you're at Mass right now and you're wondering, when is he going to stop preaching? So distractions could be very, very challenging. And we're all distracted in so many different ways. And it's a reminder for us to give each other our fully undivided attention. Secondly, this beautiful gospel is telling us, stop worrying so much. Jesus makes it very clear at this gospel, you only have to worry about one thing. And that's if you're fully aware of how much Jesus loves you, that he's already won the battle for us all. The only thing we have to worry about, my friends, is where am I going to end up when I die? There are three options. Where do we all want to go? About 80% of you said heaven. I'm going to turn the AC off in here, okay? We want to go to heaven. And that should give us hope that Jesus already conquered this world for us. That's where we want to go. Everything else is just distracting us from what's important, which is our relationship with Jesus and loving one another. My favorite line in this gospel is what Jesus kind of calls out Martha, and he's like, worry about yourself. We're so focused on what other people do or do not do. When I was growing up in, you know, a long time ago in the 1980s and 90s, right? There were no summer camps that we went to or sports camps. It was called, you're here all day to watch your younger siblings and make sure the house is clean by the time I get home. And the house wasn't clean. Trust me, mom and dad weren't happy. But my older sister, Edi, but more my older sister, and that house wasn't clean, we got in trouble. And what did we say? Well, what about them? Why don't the younger siblings help? My dad said, get over it. If I asked you to do something, do it. He said something far worse, but we're in church. I'm not going to tell you, okay? Latin household, okay? So if God has blessed you with good health, he's blessed you with the opportunity to serve, do it for the glory of God. Not so that you can go around telling people how wonderful you are, but why isn't that person doing it? So stay focused on yourself and see every day as a gift from God and how you could make your family, your work, your neighborhood a better place. So that's what today is about. Our abided. Yes, the work is important, but the greatest work that we could give each other is to be fully present when we're with one another. So who in your life do you need to pay more attention to? Who have you ignored a little bit? Or who when you're with, maybe, are you with but you're distracted? I want you to think of one person that you love, that you could love better by giving a better version of yourself to. So who in your life needs you? And how are you going to spend more attention to that person beginning today?